Well, I went to Memphis looking for inspiration, literally. I had heard this interview with James Taylor, who was also one of my early heroes, and he had said that when you're stuck for ideas, go somewhere unfamiliar. And the first place I went was Memphis, Tennessee, because of all its rich musical heritage.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring.
What was life like before walking in Memphis?
The few years before my first record came out, I was sort of working intermittently at trying to get a record deal. I've been doing that since I was 20 years old. I kind of gave up on it, went back to it, but I never gave up on that dream.
Then I'm walking in Memphis.
So I took a year off and did nothing but travel and write. And had all my money riding on it working. And unbelievably, by about 1989, I was signed to Atlantic Records. In 91, my first record came out. You know, I knew I would be able to write a second record for Atlantic if my first record sold 50,000 copies. And then it sold about a million. So it went past my expectations for sure.
Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing.
How long did it take to actually write the song?
Probably several days, editing it lyrically, trying to just follow wherever it would lead me from a really basic inspirational place and not too much craft involved at first.
But do I really feel the way I feel?
I really was hoping that inspiration would take me all the way to the end, and it almost did. It was not a hard song to write at all.
They've got catfish on the table.
That song ended up being a pretty verbatim travelogue of what I did over the time I was there. When I say in the bridge, Reverend Green, be glad to see you, I was talking about Al Green.
Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer.
I talk at the end about Muriel. She was an amazing gospel and standard singer at this little place. It used to be a slave commissary. It's called Hollywood, and Muriel was a singer there, and we sang together, and you know, it was a life-changing experience.
Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would.
Once the song was written, did you have any idea that maybe I've got something special here?
Well, what I knew when I wrote the song, in terms of having something special, that it was at a whole new level in terms of my own songwriting. There was something authentic about it, and essentially me, that didn't sound like I was borrowing it from anywhere. It was really something genuine. I knew that it was a good lyric, and I thought it could probably make a pretty cool record. And when we were in the studio, I really had no idea it would become a staple at radio and for other artists.
Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Walking in Memphis, a blessing, a curse?
You know, it's been mostly a blessing, but there's so much focus on that song that it's hard sometimes to get people to know that there's a whole catalog out there. But Walking in Memphis is my calling card. I've loved every minute of what that song's provided me. You know, that song has gotten me around the world.
Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring.